A new report has confirmed that the drug ICE is fueling a rise in violent crime, enriching criminal gangs and posing a serious threat to public safety. The Australian Crime Commission's report is the first to paint a broad picture of the country's growing crystal methamphetamine problem. It says the use of ICE is spreading and that high prices are leading international criminal syndicates to send more to Australia. Chris Dawson is chief executive of the Australian Crime Commission. He spoke to Michael Edwards.
Amphetamine-type stimulants, of which ICE is one, speeds people up. So they're awake and aggressive many times for days on end. That's why you're seeing some bizarre behaviours resulting in not only just bizarre behaviour by the user, but the violence and aggression that gets attached to its use.
How are we getting it in Australia?
It's been manufactured locally, but it's also coming in by sea, air and post. So there are record seizures that is happening across the borders, but we're also finding that in the clandestine laboratories, syndicated crime groups, including bikies, are manufacturing it on an industrial scale. Most of it, we think, is coming from other countries, but we can't be absolutely certain of the exact quantities. And certainly, there are addict-based labs that are happening in suburbia as well.
Do we know anything about the types of people who are using ICE? Are they traditional drug users, or are these people who are trying ICE for the first time and becoming addicted?
We're actually seeing that the users are using ICE what we would call in a polydrug type of usage. That means that they will be either consuming alcohol, smoking cannabis, and also using ICE. It's not necessarily being seen as a drug of first taste, but certainly the volume does alarm us because 400,000 people are estimated to have used it in the last 12 months, and up to 1.3 million Australians have reportedly used methamphetamine at some point.
Do you feel as though it's more addictive than other drugs such as heroin?
Look, it does have very high addictive properties. So we're seeing it that because of that and the harms associated with it, it is the drug of most concern. It's not just a big city problem. It's in our smaller communities as well. I would strongly refute any notion that ICE is not causing the destruction this report talks to.
And what about regional use? Why is it able to get to the countryside easier than, say, other drugs?
Well, ICE can be concealed quite easily. It's being sold in very small quantities at times. So 0.1 of a gram is all that people need to actually get a hit out of this. It can be snorted, it can be injected. It's most commonly used by way of smoking, and the vapours from that have the impact.
And is there any way that we can stem the tide of the drug or entering into Australia, or at least even the usage in Australia?
Well, in terms of that, there are strategies around harm reduction, but the supply will continue while there's a demand. So we have to also impact on the demand elements. We are saying that drug enforcement through policing, law enforcement, border protection alone cannot solve this problem. This report should form a national response, and it means that we've got to deal with this in a national way, and that includes not just the laws and regulations, because there are precursors involved and things like that, but we need to actually transmit this through education, through our health sector, through regulatory work. But it also involves not just governments, but I'm breaking this down to parents talking to their children across the kitchen table, because that's where we need to start the protection layers with our kids.
Chris Dawson from the Australian Crime Commission speaking to Michael Edwards.